AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An appeals court rules against President-elect Donald Trump. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholds a jury's finding in a civil case that Donald Trump sexually abused columnist E. Jean Carroll in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in 1996 and must pay her the $5 million award that the jury granted for defamation and sex abuse last year. In January, a second jury awarded Carroll an additional $83.3 million in damages for comments Trump had made about her while he was first president, finding they were defamatory. Trump has denied the attack ever happened. A Trump spokesman says they will continue to appeal. Julie Walker, New York.
On social media, the president-elect is voicing his support for House Speaker Mike Johnson. He is up for re-election. President Biden says there will be a state funeral in Washington January 9th for former President Jimmy Carter. The president ordered flags to fly at half staff. Richard Hopkins was outside the Carter Center.
I was sad, but not too, because there was time for him to go. I'm sure he wanted to go too, I think. His last days or weeks or months probably were not the best for him.
The Georgia peanut farmer served one turbulent term in the White House before building a reputation as a global humanitarian and champion of democracy. A judge in Argentina confirmed charges against five people in connection with the death of Liam Payne, a former member of the group One Direction, and ordered preventative prison for two of them for having supplied Payne with drugs. A Catholic priest in Belarus was convicted on charges of high treason for criticizing the government and handed an 11-year sentence. It's the first case of politically driven charges against Catholic clergy since Belarus became independent in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union. This is AP News. Oscar-nominated filmmaker Charles Shire has died. He was 83. More from the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
I want to go out to lunch!
Charles Shire's big break in Hollywood was co-writing the Goldie Hawn comedy Private Benjamin, a movie he was told would be a mistake to make. It was one of the biggest hits of 1980. It paved the way for Shire's directorial debut, Irreconcilable Differences, with Shelley Long and Ryan O'Neal.
No one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns.
Shire also directed the 1991 remake of Father of the Bride with Steve Martin, the 1998 remake of Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, and the 2004 remake of Alfie with Jude Law. Shire told IndieWire in 2022 he never wanted to do carbon copies of the originals, but have his movies stand on their own. Shire took a break from directing for several years, but more recently directed The Noel Diary and Best Christmas Ever for Netflix. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.